Close my eyes. Hear the flowers growing as you lay sleeping in my arms.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at brucesalin.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salin. And please, I'm, only about 100 likes away from 5,000 likes on the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. Would love you to join that community as well. And, of course, our Dad Chat community, which is 24-7 but meets every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time, and that's a community of dads and moms. That's what makes the community special. It is time for the women's room in a new time slot for this episode of our show with Dr. Jennifer Weberman, who's a psychologist and parent coach with many, many years of experience helping families and children. And she has a blog called theparentingplayground.com, and she actually has a husband who's going to join us later. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Jennifer.
Thank you for having me. I get so much of you today. I feel so honored.
Well, I'm very pleased. We love... Do you know how long it's been that you've been on our show?
I think it was July. That was our first episode together.
You mean so we're going on our first year's anniversary?
I know. We should find out what day it was so we can celebrate the occasion.
Yes. Well, maybe you should come to Park City and visit us and we do a show together in person.
That would be amazing.
Okay, so we should think about that. Or if it's not in Park City, come to California, and you can stay with us at either home, as I've told you many times, and we then could actually come up to do it in the actual station where we record here in Santa Barbara. So
that would be amazing. I'm pretty sure it was July 12th, so we have to plan something special.
Well, why don't you look at your calendar and see if you guys can plan a trip, and we'll figure it out. I'm not sure because we're going to spend 1 month in Utah. I'm not sure if it's July or August at this point, so we can talk. So I want to throw you a question that we can carry over into the discussion with your husband. This is a question for you as a wife, you as a therapist, and it relates to my own marriage, but it's based on the observation of the three best marriages I've seen and seen up close and well. The best marriage I've seen of all time was my parents, who are sadly not with us anymore, but lived a long, largely healthy, good life to 89 and 90, respectively. They were married for 66 years, and they knew each other for 73. The dynamic of the marriage was my father worshipped my mother and pretty much did everything she said. His province in the old-fashioned nuclear family of the day was he made the money, she did everything else. And she would give him advice about his work, but that was largely his province. And he would seek her counsel sometimes. But everything else was my mom's job. And my dad deferred to her so much that there were times when I actually thought he was a wimp. Cut to the two best marriages I know of today, of friends of mine, have almost the same dynamic. Traditional family in which the father or the husband, my friend in this case, first friend, in other words, I knew the guy first and then got to know the wife. He works, makes a living, does well. He's in charge of that. They both have kids, two and three kids respectively, and in both marriages, the wife, the mom, is the boss. And I used to think that both these guys were also sort of wimpy. I have now revisited all three relationships, and I go, they are the happiest married men I know. So I'm thinking, I'm a pretty stubborn son of a gun, but maybe I should try it. Maybe I'd be happier at home, and that's my question for you.
That is beautiful. I love that question because you described three scenarios and we're looking at it totally different. What you're seeing is maybe the secret ingredient is that there are traditional roles, but what I'm seeing as the secret ingredient is maybe it's because whatever the roles are, each person is so clear about what their role is. There's no disagreement. This is my role. This is your role. And I'm so fulfilled in my role, and I'm fine with you doing your role, that the relationship works, the communication's clear, we have our domains. Jason and I have a very non-traditional relationship, and our relationship works, but we're really clear about what our roles are.
So I'm sorry, say that again?
Do you think that has something to do with it?
No, I think that's a very interesting aspect to distill from the stories and those relationships. And I think it's very true. You know, I discussed this last week a little bit with Wayne, and I realized that in my particular marriage, unlike the three examples I gave, my wife is the stepmom to my two boys. So while I may choose to try this as an experiment, the one area where I will not defer, it relates to my boys. I will certainly consult with her, and I want her opinion, but because I've known the boys longer, I've raised them their whole life, and she's only been in their life for the last 6 years, I will not defer that role. So if I do try this experiment at home, and since my wife never listens to the radio show, she won't know, it will not include deference on what to do with the boys. Now, given that they're older, a lot of the decisions are not as big or daily or dramatic as some of the ones when they're littler. But I really am thinking, I'm very seriously thinking, I'm going to try this out. Because really, the stuff that my wife and I occasionally get into any kind of conflict about is usually unimportant. And with, for instance, the new home we bought in Park City, I have basically only cared about the budget for the remodel, none of the choices. And it's made it just so much easier for me. She'll ask my opinion every now and then, and if I have it, I'll give it to her. But I then, so this has been my first foray into kind of being that husband that I've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give her an opinion and say, well, I like the green better than the blue, but you know, you choose, honey. And I really have meant it. And therefore, I'm happier.
And she's happier.
You bet she's happier. I mean, the other day, we're painting, ironically, the outside of our main residence in Calabasas. And she asked my opinion on the colors. And I swear, I couldn't even see the difference between the choices. So I just said to her, you know something, honey? You work it out with the painter, and I just left. And she was fine. I mean, she gave me the opportunity, but it was so I was starting to get into this.
Because that works for you.
Yeah.
And for her, you can put that same scenario with a different couple, and that wife is resentful that her husband is not giving more of an opinion because she wants it to be a joint decision.
Ah.
So it's working for you because it's sort of an unwritten rule for both of you that this is how I want it to be. I want domain over this, and you want domain over that.
Well, you know, the three examples I gave also include one that doesn't have as happy an outcome, at least from my point of view. One of the wives of the couples I still know today never liked me. And I think eventually she contributed to that, our friendship ending with her husband. I tried everything I could to win her over, but I was kind of always a threat to her because I was the wild one in the friendship between me and her husband. Mm-hmm. And she was a very conservative, you know, traditional person, and I would get him to do crazy things like when we were in college, drop out of college for a winter and go skiing all winter, which, you know, he still looks back on as one of the best experiences of his life, and he still, you know, finished college, as did I, went on and got a master's, as did I, and there was no loss as a result. But that sort of thing, as we got to be adults, when I would suggest doing sort of crazy things like that, she just couldn't deal with it, hated it, and eventually he just gave up trying to do those things. And I remember, for instance, when she was pregnant with their third child, she told my friend, okay, call up Bruce and go on one last ski trip again because you're not skiing anymore. And we have one last weekend ski trip, and I've never skied with him since.
Mm.
And over time, in the last couple of years, in fact, we finally have drifted apart. I still think of him as a good lifelong friend, but in that case, I think it was somewhat destructive. And I think he didn't stand up to her. But I know he's very happy.
Do you know for sure?
Yes, I really believe for sure. Dennis Prager says Joseph Telushkin says, the only happy person I know is somebody, I got to get the right quote. Dennis Prager's co-author is Joseph Telushkin, whose mother is quoted as saying, the only happy person I know is someone I don't know very well. meaning, unless you're really inside their home, how do you really know if someone's happy? Because a lot of people put on a happy face.
Exactly.
But to the best of my ability, I certainly know that my dad was happy. I was in that home for a long time. And I really believe that both of these men, including the friend that I'm somewhat estranged from, I believe they're very happy. He didn't mind deferring to his wife. And she's a very social animal, brought a lot of, you know, goodness into their home, was a wonderful mom. I'm not as crazy about her because of what, you know, she came between us, but I got to look at it objectively. So when Jason comes on, I'll be curious if you want to carry on any of this discussion with him. We're nearly out of time, believe it or not. I've used up your segment. I know you had some thoughts.
Do we have fun?
How much time do we have left, Richard? Are we only a minute? Well, the last minute's yours.
Well, I know when Jason is asked the question, he's going to espouse his philosophy, happy wife, happy life. And he really lives by that to the truest. But what you said reminds me, I have conversations with my clients about getting clear on what you think a good wife or a good husband is. And we're talking about very traditional relationships, but we can, you know, make that wiggly for other kinds of relationships. What do you consider to be a good husband or a good wife? And a lot of people haven't thought about it. It's just sort of something they kind of go through the motions without thinking with any intentionality or conscious thought. And when you really think about it and you're clear, you can create your role and you can create the communication required to have with your spouse to create their role so that you're both fulfilled inside of those roles and not feeling like you have to swallow your needs or bury your needs to avoid a conflict. Because there's a big difference between happiness and fulfillment and just not having conflicts.
All right. Hold that thought. We'll continue and see if your husband agrees with you after these messages. So stay tuned for another segment with Dr. Jennifer Weberman and her husband.
Covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can let you down, take your world spinning all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.